Brian Adams and Run to You, 96.7 3WZ, 806 on the morning show. And we are welcoming Devin Jeanette from the Economic Recovery Corps and Brian Brown from CertCap with us this morning. Thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we appreciate it. All right, we're here to talk about something important, and this is a nationwide need. It's a nationwide shortage, really, and it's about child care. There's a shortage of child care out there.
Yes, and one of the things that is really affecting the workforce, not just here but across the nation, is the ability to have adequate child care for working families. As we know, a lot of people are actually either less employed, underemployed, or unemployed because they can't find adequate child care. So Rockbridge County has actually partnered with us and actually asked us to come in as to do a project where we can look at the overall aspects of the Rockbridge region, with Buena Vista, Lexington, and Rockbridge County, and look at the child care needs in this community.
Is there a headphone plugged in over there next to you? Just unplug that for me, please. Yeah, we're getting a little feedback out of it. No, it's not your fault. It's just so this need is great. I mean, let's face it, and people need to work in this, you know, economic environment. It's hard to be a stay-at-home mom, and you have to work. So there's a need out there. You guys are putting out a survey. There's a survey out right now that people can go fill out, right?
Yes, sir. So we have a survey that we have released to the community to kind of gauge what the need of childcare is. We're asking, you know, are you needing after-school care, infant care, just so we can kind of get the data together for us to start building that strategic plan to see where we need to put the effort to kind of build these areas of need for child care.
And this is really open. I mean, it you don't have to be a parent right now. This is, can be someone expecting or maybe someone that plans in the next year or two to have a baby, because we got to look down the road a little bit, too.
And I know a lot of people use family members for child care,
right,
or they'll have to trust the word of mouth that's out there in the network. But the thing is, we want to make sure that there's opportunities for people who want to open child care centers,
mm-hmm,
for people who want to look at ways to really strategize where they are within the community. Because there are areas and pockets where there are voids of child care in the Rockbridge region.
Right.
So we really want to make sure we're able to address the void areas, especially as part of this project.
Now, this isn't a survey they're getting in the mail. They go online to find this survey. Where do they go?
So they would go to the Rockbridge County website, and there's a survey online, or they could call the Rockbridge Economic Development office, and they can get them sent a link for that survey as well.
Do we have a phone number for the Rockbridge Economic Office?
I did, and I hate to say it, I don't have it on top of my head.
Let me pull it up. Yep, I have it. It's 540-463-1743.
And the Rockbridge County
Office of Economic Development.
Okay, and then if they want to go online for the Rockbridge County website,
it is www.corockbridgeva.us.
Oh, actually, it's co.rockbridge.va.us.
Yeah, I just went to the website, and it's there for you, and you can fill out that survey right there, because after all, the ultimate goal is to try and find ways to make sure the child care is available.
Yeah, and we're going to keep that survey open until August the 15th.
Okay.
Also, one of the great things about this is because we're able to have Devin come in as an economic development fellow. He's one of 65 across the country, mm-hmm, who were selected for this process. And CertCap, my company, is actually one of the hosts of those families. So this is a rare opportunity to get something from an International Economic Development Council, someone coming in, spending 2 years in the community, really getting to know what we're doing here in economic development. And this, we believe that child care is one of the great things we can do here in the Rockbridge area.
So you're putting him up in your house? He's like your son?
No. He's living around here, but you know, we're still enjoying the fact that we get to work with him for the next 2.5 years.
Yeah. So I mean, how has Rockbridge County changed your life, Evan?
So I have definitely enjoyed my time here. I'm originally from Roanoke.
Okay.
So seeing the two parallels and the totally different, I've noticed that a lot of people here are a lot more friendly than they are in Roanoke.
Yes. I found that same thing about Maryland. Yes.
like when I go to the gas station to get a drink or get gas, everybody wants to say hi and they want to talk to you. So it's really cool to have like that sense of community that people want to actually have a conversation with you nowadays.
It is so true. I mean, you've nailed it. It is. That's the way it is. Again, if you would like to participate in the survey, and hopefully you will, go to co.rockbridge.va.us, and you'll be able to participate in that child care survey. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, we actually look forward to getting as many responses as possible, and we look forward to having community meetings afterwards to talk about what our findings are from the survey.
It's all right there, co.rockbridge.va.us. Head out there and help participate in that survey. We'll be checking in with Olivia downtown. Intern Olivia on the streets of downtown Lexington coming up.